Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug is out right now, but that's good news because now we have Jen Horn.
Happy to be here with you. Hi.
I love when you're here for long periods of time.
Happy post-Oscar daylight savings nonsense time.
Yeah, today's a doozy. Today really is. And obviously we have to kick off not with some good news, but just complaining. Like, can we just take a moment and complain about having to change our clocks? Fall back is not so bad because you get that extra hour of sleep, but that losing an hour of sleep, and I feel like typically the Sunday it happens, it's not so bad until that Monday, the next day,
this is the most dangerous day of the year. So there's the Monday after Super Bowl, which is pretty nasty, but most people call out sick, right?
Yeah.
The Monday after daylight savings time kicks off when we spring forward is, I think, the most dangerous day for car accidents, for heart attacks, for everything, because our rhythm is thrown off. And so I think you get hit like twice. So what I noticed, especially because, you know, being in this business, we get up very early. And if you're listening to this program, you probably get up on the earlier side too. But when you not only lose the hour, then the next day, the sun is just in a different spot. It's harder to shut down. Like I noticed last night, it was really hard for me to unwind and go to bed because I'm an hour off. You know, your body is just not quite where it's supposed to be because the daylight's different. And because I live in California, we've been having a lot of crazy weather, which you may have heard about. And yesterday was like the first sunny day. So it was brightly sunny.
It felt like everybody coming out of a cave or something.
Yeah, exactly right. So I thought, oh my gosh, here we go. Not that I'm complaining. It was a beautiful day, but it was really hard to wind down at night. So,
well, and what is, I get maybe once upon a time it made sense for things, but it's also dangerous for pedestrians. And think of the school kids who are trying to walk to school and you want them to walk to school in the darkness. You're more comfortable with that because then we get more light at the end of the day. And like you just said, it's harder to wind down when it's still so bright. And as the year goes on and we get into summer, we get longer hours anyway. The sun will start coming up earlier anyway. So why do we have to change this?
I think actually right where it was really good. It was actually starting to get light early in the morning, and it was staying light till about, you know, almost 6 o'clock, I think, depending on where you are in the country. It was almost perfect. And then we had to go and shake things up a little bit. And I know certain, like at the federal level, they've been talking about getting rid of daylight savings, but no one seems to really pull the trigger. I know a lot of people in the radio industry don't want that because it means that we would have less daylight, which means it would be tougher because there's different powers that stations transmit at various times of day. So there are some people who don't really love it. But man, as
well, it's 2023. Figure out the technology. Ooh. That's a lame excuse.
It's
like the hand that feeds. Well, but yeah, and the human circadian rhythm is linked to the rising and the setting of the sun. And I can't remember. When I was looking up at different kind of schedules and routines for when Mac pretty much became a toddler, and it was by times. And, you know, at this time you should do this because of this. And at this time, try doing this or somewhere around there. And as I'm looking a lot of that up, I came across something else that I think it's in Africa or somewhere where they follow schedules by a to-do list rather than actual times. So it's like, no, just whenever it is you wake up, then you go and do these kind of things. And then I fell down a rabbit hole of that because I'm like, well, that just sounds brilliant. And it was talking about people who had gone on vacation and they're going to go sightseeing or do some kind of paid tour. And these people are saying, well, what time should we show up? They're like, lunchtime. And like, well, what time is that? And they just kept repeating, it's lunchtime. When you're ready to eat lunch, come out here and we'll go on the tour and stuff. And it was like you couldn't wrap your mind around it because we're so fixated on what the clock tells us.
Yeah, I think, well, that's kind of how we stay on schedule. And I think for a while, daylight savings time actually had its purpose. You know, there were reasons for it to happen. But even farmers will tell you that they don't need this anymore. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Listen to the farmers. They
know. You know, if the farmers are all in agreement on this one, who are we doing this for? And I know, like, in the state that I live in California, we actually voted. It was on the ballot. And everybody, to this day, every time we change a clock, whether it's forward or back, everybody goes, didn't we vote on stopping this? But what we voted on in California was to give the power to the state legislature so that they could decide if we could ever stop daylight savings. So everybody thought they were voting on it, but really what they were voting on was giving the power to the legislature to make that decision someday. But that's...
Yeah,
it not
passes
helping
one
today.
Thing, but then doesn't pass the rest.
Right.
Well, in related news, today is National Napping Day, which is not necessarily technically a real holiday, but we should still celebrate it.
It's a national holiday in my mind.
it really should be. And everything, we don't need to take the full day off, but at some point, just everything closes down so we can take that little siesta. And it started, like back in the day, naps started as a necessity because that was how you got through the rest of your day. There was just so much to do that you needed to take that midday nap so that you could get back to all of the manual labor and hard work and everything. And now I feel like it's like naps are seen as a luxury. They're a symbol of extra time that really a lot of people just don't have today.
So what kind of napper are you? Because I know that people, there's like two schools of thought. Either you take a really short nap. Like my cousin doesn't even actually sleep. She just kind of like lays in a chair, like tries to like go weightless for 20 minutes. And she thinks it's the greatest thing. If I can't lay down for like an hour, it's almost better that I don't lay down because I get cranky if I have to get up after 10 minutes. What kind of nap are you? Like long form or short?
Okay, well, that's kind of a loaded question for me specifically because I'm actually being tested for narcolepsy.
That's right. Okay, so you're an always napper.
So I'm an always napper. Give me 3 hours. Give me 15 seconds. Like, I will take any kind of nap I can get. But, yeah, my biggest thing when it comes to napping is I have to wake up on my own. If an outside force wakes me up, like an alarm clock or somebody, a human waking me up, it's a little bit more difficult. I feel like I have a face headache. I feel groggy, foggy. I'm like, what is my own name? What year are we in? But if my body just happens to wake up on itself, like by itself, it doesn't matter how long or how little I was sleeping, I feel much better.
So you just have to make sure that it's your own time. That's pretty interesting.
Yes, yes.
You can wake me up. I really don't like it, whether it's an alarm. It's much easier to wake up on my own. But I really do feel like I need that at least an hour. Otherwise, I have to think it through. Although I can fall asleep and be asleep for 10 minutes or so and get up and go someplace. But if I really want to feel good, got to be about an hour. And actually, this past weekend, I actually got a nap. And I couldn't believe it because normally when I go to sleep in the afternoon, like I really do need to set an alarm just in case. But this one was just like a perfect, almost just short of an hour. It was like great. The cats were there. It was actually like a really good nap, a restful nap. And I didn't feel terrible afterwards. Those are like the unicorn naps. Those are the good ones.
Oh, yeah, when you wake up feeling great. Well, some people are waking up feeling very, very well today, like the Oscar winners, Brendan Fraser. I'm not going to lie. I did not see a single part of the Oscars. You watched it, right, Jen?
Well, okay, so I tape it. So I put it on my DVR, and then I fast forward through it really quickly because it becomes very long.
That makes sense.
Excuse me. I still have my call. But... I did watch like probably half, even fast forwarding, this year's Oscars were really long. Apparently they added back in a bunch of categories because they had taken them out for TV time. So I didn't make it all the way through to the end because we had to get up pretty early in the morning. But I was happy for Brandon Fraser. I didn't get to see the movie, but I heard that the movie wasn't great, but that his acting job was
like
phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, good for him. What a story. And even Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the Oscars, say what you will about him. The opening monologue was mostly apolitical, which I appreciated because I always hate to feel like, because I'm conservative, I'm under attack when I watch the Oscars. So I think mostly it was pretty non-political. I didn't hear anything that he did later on that was suspect. But he said, isn't it funny? He said, poor Pauly Shore today. You had Brendan Fraser for The Whale. Then you also had the guy who played Data in Indiana Jones. Both of them were an Encino Man in the early 90s, and they were nominated for these huge Oscars this year. And so good for them, and good for Brendan Fraser. I think that was really cool. And there was a little bit of controversy about whether or not he'd get it, because he had won, I think, everything but the Golden Globe. And mm-hmm. so congratulations to him.
He did and the Golden Globe usually is kind of the precursor for the Oscars.
Exactly.
It seems. Well, and so everything everywhere all at once.
That was huge. That won everything.
Yes, it won everything it had been a part of, and seven nominations, seven wins. I think that has the most awarded Best Picture winner in a single Oscar since Slumdog Millionaire, which they came back with 8. And they probably, Everything Everywhere All at Once, they didn't have anybody in the Best Actor category because there really was no...
It's the only reason Brendan Fraser had a chance.
Really? When I woke up in the middle of the night and I just Googled Brendan Fraser real quick because I wanted to see, because I really am such a fan of his, and it's so good seeing him come back and do all these things.
Yep.
But yeah, Everything Everywhere All at Once. The best documentary feature was Navalny, which won. We had one of the, Doug spoke with the director of one of the nominees for that category, Fire of Love. Unfortunately, they did not win, but it seems like there are just so many good films out. Have you seen any of the films that won?
The only one that I saw this year that it was nominated was Elvis, and I think he was probably the number two pick against Brendan Fraser for actor. Austin Butler, I think is his name.
Yeah, Austin Butler.
Yeah, he was really good as Elvis. He became him. I think he's still talking like him. He really did become Elvis, so I'm sorry to see that he didn't get recognized for that from the Oscars, but Brendan Fraser has been doing this for so long. It was nice to see one of the guys I grew up mm-hmm. watching stupid, dumb movies as a teenager.
Yeah, like Definitely Do Right, and what was it, Airheads? That was such a great movie. He did so many fun things. The Mummy, iconic.
The Mummy, absolutely. So it was nice to see. Austin Butler was great as Elvis, but I didn't love Elvis as a film as much as I think I should have. I don't know. I think there's something about the style of Baz Luhrmann that just kind of... It's very fat. It just kind of throws you off a little bit. But
yeah,
I did really love him. And I thought Tom Hanks, talk about someone who got skipped over, should have gotten a nomination for supporting actor in that movie. And he did not. And I was surprised.
Oh. Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. Doug is out. Okay, Jen, we have to continue with some Oscars talk because that quote-unquote champagne carpet, it was beige. It was beige. And
exactly what it was.
Nobody's outfits popped.
No. Nope. Beige, I decided that I was looking. You have to excuse me for this terrible cough. It's going to go away, I swear, at some point.
One day.
I was watching the red carpet, and I was like, you know, they kept talking about the champagne carpet. I'm like, okay, I like champagne, but champagne's just like a really nondescript color, right? And it was almost worse than that. I don't know who made that decision, but it was pretty awful. It looked very like, I don't know. It just looked
strange. Yes, and when I hear champagne, I'm thinking maybe there's going to be a little bit of a zhuzh to it, a little bit
sparkly.
Of a sparkle or something. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the thing with the Oscars is it's so close to the kickoff for spring that a lot of people wear the lighter colors. There's a lot of whites. There's a lot of silvers. There's a lot of the kind of shiny, not pastels, but, you know, some of the shinier metallics or whatever.
Yep,
people just drowned right into that champagne carpet. Whoever had the idea of, hey, let's change things, like, if it's not broke, don't change it. The Oscars are the red carpet. It helps make things pop. I just, whoever authorized that, no.
I was with you. No, I actually thought, because I did a quick dive into some of the fashion, and I've been underwhelmed by some of the award season fashion so far, but I think the Oscars, there were a lot of people who did it right, actually.
There were, yeah. It looked good. All right, so Nick Cannon has a new dating show. He has a new show coming up. We're going to talk about that in a moment.
He should have a new dad show since he has 14 million children.
Just right.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Shannon has a new show coming out, working with Kevin Hart, and it is called Who's Having My Baby? And that's not real. That's what he's talked about, and then it ended up being a prank. His new show, he is working with Kevin Hart, but it's not about who's going to have his baby. It is a prank wars. It's celebrity prank wars. It sounds a lot like Ashton Kutcher's Punk'd back in the day.
Right?
Yeah. But yeah, so it's going to be a celebrity prank show. You're going to have Brie Bella, Nikki Bella, Tiffany Haddish, let's see, Ludacris, Robin Thicke are all a part of it, Chance the Rapper, Anthony Anderson. So just celebrities pranking each other in kind of a game show fashion.
Hmm.
But good for him for time.
Do we care?
I think it's more news, and he did it right because more people were paying attention to it when it was a prank about, like, hey, I have a new show coming out, and it's a game show, but it's kind of a reality show of who's having my baby. I'm going to pick a woman and have another baby. And I think
that's
smart marketing because more people paid attention of, like, really? And then when he came back and was like, no, just kidding, where he just came out of, like, hey, celebrity prank wars, people would be like, again? Seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So when you hear the who's having my baby, you're like, that's probably true, actually.
This guy's got a lot of kids. Yes. Totally sounds accurate, like something he would do. And even good for Nick Cannon for even acknowledging that of like
you
people will totally
stuff.
Buy this.
Yeah, you can't take yourself too seriously, so good for him.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Well, good for him. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Banking regulators approved plans yesterday to back both depositors and financial institutions associated with the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Officials will unwind both SVB and Signature Bank, ensuring the depositors will have full access to their funds today. The Federal Reserve stepped in with a separate deal that will provide loans up to 1 year for institutions affected by the bank failures. On the Oversight Committee, Representative Nancy Mace on CNN says this bailout of private companies is not right.
You know, we cannot keep bailing out private companies because there's no consequences to their actions.
Another atmospheric river event is poised to sweep through San Francisco, California early this week. And meteorologists with the National Weather Service are encouraging people to come up with an emergency plan as flood watch and a high wind warning are about to go into effect. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because it's going to be a good day. Yeah, it's
going to
be a good day.
Well, you have a good day,
Karen. It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner with Jen Horn. Doug will be back before we know it. And, okay, so Jen, you know Easter's coming up, obviously. Have you ever looked at some of these little candies, the Easter bunnies and
have
the chocolates?
Have I ever looked at them?
Have you ever paid attention
ever
to some of the molds?
Yes. Have I what?
Paid attention to some of these molds.
I've not really paid attention to the molds, but I do love a peep.
like, oh, peeps are the worst. Okay, that's another discussion for another different moment.
Love them.
No, but some of the molds, like the chocolate molds with the Easter Bunny or like the Santa Claus, when it's that time of year, have you ever noticed that they are kind of the same? Like,
just beauties in the eye of the beholder. Yes, they look like a bunny in April.
Yeah,
and
or like
Santa
the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup things that do like eggs and different things. They always look the same. Well, there's an Aldi's that, this isn't in the States, this is in the UK, and they have some Easter Bunny and Chicks, and they're the Easter Bunny and Chicks marshmallows, and they don't, like, the Easter Bunny ones, they don't look like Easter Bunnies per se, but the Chicks ones, when you look at the painting, like the coloring of them, you can see kind of where it looks like Chicks, but if you're not paying attention and you're just looking at the shape, it is not safe for work. These look like something you get for a bachelorette party.
Okay, so I actually happened to see this story late last week, and I was doing it while I was doing my morning show in Los Angeles, and it made me laugh out loud that, like, somebody, like, literally heads are rolling over at Aldi because, yeah, they didn't give it enough attention, and I think it could maybe be a little embarrassing for people who might have just picked up those candies.
Oh, like one person who chimed in, somebody first posted about it on Twitter, and of course it went viral, and people are looking at them, and one person was like, I didn't even notice this until I saw this trending on Twitter. I bought these for my 7-year-old and packed them in her lunch.
Oh.
Like, it's just such a debacle, but apparently Aldi's is having fun with it because they're like, well, it is what it is, our bad, but... You know what? Get them while they last.
I was going to say, there are going to be people who buy them now because of this story, because they're sickos.
Mm-hmm. Or they think it's hilarious. And I'm sure they're a little bit cheaper than when you do buy the, if you're going to, like, the bachelorette parties, and you have to buy the specialty kind of items and candies.
Decorative candies.
Yes. Yeah, the decorative stuff. The festive things. A little bit more expensive. So just go and get some of these, and you'll be all good. You can save some money.
How weird is it that that actually is like a bachelorette thing? Like, we actually actively seek candy in that shape. Like, who? What kind of sicko came up with that?
Who started that? Yeah, who was like, this is a brilliant idea?
You know what would be great? A straw shaped like a you-know-what. That would be fabulous.
Yeah. You know, and I see a lot of marketing for that stuff. I don't see the flip side of, like, bachelors doing anything like that. And I feel like there would be a lot of heat for that. Be like, oh, that's just vulgar and unnecessary.
It's sexist, right?
Guys are pigs. Yeah, it's sexist. Men are pigs. Blah, 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 blah. But, like, women do it. And it's like, oh, yeah, you get it, girl. Go on. Go on with your bad self. Okay, so that's definitely a little bit of a double standard on the flip side. Some good news. Let's share some good news. We don't see too many items of good news with celebrities all the time, especially in terms of tipping. Yeah, right. And why is that? I know it's like a well-known thing here in Cleveland. LeBron James is amazing. It does so much good for communities and kids and all of that. But it's well-known that he is not a good tipper. He does not believe in tipping. And his stance on that is not that people don't deserve it. It's that he shouldn't have to tip. People should be paid, like, servers should be paid enough anyway that they don't have to rely on their living for the tips. They should just already get that money. Which makes sense, but it's not how it is. So when you are somebody who has a lot of money and you go and you spend a large amount on a bill, say you're having a party and you don't tip accordingly, that's noticeable.
Yeah.
But
it's also a cop-out. Like, just because, look, I think people should, you know, fly on unicorns, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I stop putting gas in my vehicle, sort of, you know, because it's, like, not reality. So, you know, just because LeBron James says, well, this is how it should be, doesn't mean that he shouldn't, like, he should skimp out on it now.
Exactly.
Because then they get a bad rep.
And it's one of those things that, like, we also shouldn't tell people how they should spend their money, but when you are actually spending a certain amount of money, there should be a certain percentage of tip that goes along with it. Now, in this case...
And I also don't think we should tip shame, because I do think, like, a baseline tip is appropriate. But if someone gives you stellar service, I think that should be reflected. If someone gives you not-so-stellar service, then it's maybe closer to, like, what the baseline tip should be, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. And also, don't forget to tip on to-go orders. Maybe you don't have to tip the same amount, but the kitchen is still doing the job. You may not be having, like, somebody actually serving you in the moment, but everything else, you still, like, that took time away from somebody who was dining in, still kind of tip, but I digress. The good news part. So, singer Jason Derulo went into a Nebraska restaurant. His bill was about $759, and he left a $5,000 tip.
Whoa.
That is awesome. And we are hearing about
this.
That's
a tip.
That is a good tip. And we're hearing about this not because Jason Derulo or anybody in his camp shared the news, because sometimes I feel like that's pretty icky, too, where a celebrity does do something good and then they go and do PR about it. This is being known because the server took to TikTok to describe what happened and says that it's such a blessing that with this money, the server can actually go and spend it on a semester at college.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
Like, this is a life-changing kind of tip, not just a kind gesture of like, oh, my gosh, I just fell into this money. Like, this is a life-changing tip. That's awesome.
That's really, really good. Good for them. I mean, that has to make you feel good when you hear a story like you made a real difference in somebody's life. And that money may not mean something to him, but it sure does to the person who got it. So good for him.
Yeah. And I think sometimes maybe just, oh, I'm going to put a smile on somebody's face. No, dude, you changed someone's life. Totally good for him. This is something that you kind of wonder, how does this happen? But then again, when you really think about it, it kind of makes sense. There's a woman, her name's Gabrielle Mayer, and she's sharing a story back from her teens. She's in her 20s now, but when she was 15, she was so excited to go to the DMV and pick up her driving permit, or her learner's permit, I should say. And just super excited, and she steps up.
That's a big moment.
It's a big moment, yeah. So she's there with her mom. She steps up to the counter, and she's giving her social security number and her name, and the person's putting it in the system, and nothing's coming up. And he's like, I'm not seeing Gabrielle Mayer. Are you sure this information is correct? And she's getting upset because she's like, what do you mean? That's my name.
Yeah,
how is this not working? And then he goes, well, I do have a Gabrielle Mayer. Is this you? And her mom, Ellen, just let out this audible gasp and was like, oh, no. And so Gabrielle is like, what's oh, no, what's going on? Well, there was a typo on the birth certificate because the mom was on so many drugs from having her baby that apparently the G in Gabrielle looked like a B for Babrielle.
No.
And just they changed it on the social security number but didn't really change it on the birth certificate and didn't even realize it. So here, this young lady at 15 finds out her name is actually Babrielle, not Gabrielle. And a lot of people started kind of chiming in, took to social media and started chiming in about this, of how often that people had typos on their names from birth and didn't even know. Like, there's one woman whose name is Ashley, and for the first 20 years of her life, it was just completely misspelled. It was like A-S-L-H-E-Y. I don't even know how you would pronounce that. Yeah, there is Liliana's, who were misspelled Liliana, and Sonia, who was Sandia, and yeah.
You know, we had something like that with my grandpa, though, the one that just passed, my mom's dad. He not only had, which is a name I didn't realize, he had a first name, but he went by his middle name. So he had like two first names, then a middle name. It was very confusing. But they had also put the wrong birthday on his birth certificate. They put the day before rather than the next day, which was really his birthday.
How do you do that one? I mean, I get this name thing, but how do you mess up the actual
date
of birth?
But it was so confusing. Like any time, even for flying and stuff like that, you had to make sure you were putting down what was his government-issued birthday rather than his real birthday. It was so stupid. But we dealt with it, and it was something he had to deal with all 92 years of his life. Crazy.
Oh my goodness. I dated a guy who had a misspelling in his middle name and had to just change the spelling of his middle name. His middle name was Michael, and it was M-I-C-H-E-A-L.
Oh, they got it backwards.
Yeah. And it was just like one of those things. But the birthday thing, that's, I feel like when Mac was born, we didn't even fill it out. It was somebody else filling
somebody
it out.
Somebody else did it.
Yeah, and we dictated the name, and they had all the other information already down
Well,
on
you
it.
Figured this was a long time ago, and so who knows how that all went awry, but somehow it sure did.
My goodness. Some science news. Maybe chalk this up in the why did we need to figure this out, but scientists have revealed that they have created mice. With two biological males.
Well, isn't that nice? I don't even know if I love
right?
this.
Yeah.
I get nervous when science does more than biology does, and I feel like we are just asking for trouble, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, the cloning and stuff was really big for me. Like, I get it. Like, we can use it sometimes for parts or to grow things for people that need it. But do we really need another Jay or another Jen wandering around, like, trying to steal our life? I don't think so. I've seen too many movies about that.
Exactly. This falls right in line with those situations as well as AI, artificial intelligence.
Exactly.
But this is something that they're hoping to become possible in terms of technology that they have made this happen. And they're hoping to make it possible in even the next 10 years. And what they did was they took two biological fathers to replicate the genetics, and they took like skin cells of two male mice to replicate the egg cells and all of this manipulation of the genetic code, like things that are not normal and should not be normal. But at the same time, this kind of makes me think, like, in terms of same-sex couples who want to procreate and have like somebody actually be a biological parent. And sometimes when it's two women or two men, you have to pick which one. You can't use both. So yeah. I can see in terms where this is like, okay, well, you both would be biologically the fathers or the mothers. But at the same time, it's like, okay, but did you actually procreate, not the couple, the scientists, did you actually procreate when you are actually changing the genetic code?
You're changing, exactly right. And what's going to happen? Is there some weird thing that will happen from that?
Yes, like in the long term, like even if this does become a success, what happens when the child is 20? What kind of health issues can potentially arise from this?
Exactly, but right. That's what I would be wondering.
Yeah. I mean, cool for science, but that is very...
Yeah, when it proves itself, but sometimes you wonder if you mess with nature too much, what happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes just like, why?
Exactly.
Why? Okay, so this is really sad. Animal news, Kiska, the world's loneliest orca, passed away at the Ontario Marine Park, had been living pretty much alone since all of her babies died. PETA dubbed her the world's loneliest orca. It's just
maybe she's
sad.
Back with her babies again.
Hopefully, yes. All right, well, it's 48 after the hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients. Don't pay for water. Pay for clean.
Save $10 when you spend $30 on Tide and Downy. Water content based on leading bargain liquid detergent. Must buy at least one participating Tide or Dreft detergent item, plus at least one participating Downy and or Bounce scent booster, liquid fabric softener, or dryer sheets. Prepaid card by mail. Visit PGLaundryRebate.com for terms and conditions.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 53 after the hour with Food, Farm, and Family Time. Doug is out right now. I'm Jay Kirshner. Feel free to always get more information on the food news, farm news, family news. Just hit up foodfarmfamily.com. It's a new thing we have going on. Some of the food recalls. This one is not a new one necessarily, but a little bit of a resurgence. The Nestle Purina Pet Care Company is expanding its voluntary recall of Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diets. Now, this is a prescription dog food, not something that you are just going to get at the store. It's prescription dry dog food. And the supplier is saying that there was an error resulting in potentially elevated levels of vitamin D. This is something that, in moderation, is actually good for your dog, but too much, way harmful. The expansion is happening because of an investigation that prompted Purina that uncovered new information about a production error from a U.S. supplier that was made only to this specific formula, and this is why there's a little bit more of an expansion happening. Pet owners who have purchased a bag, definitely encouraged to go return. Again, you get this from your vet or even any kind of vet direct websites. Return this to your point of purchase. Do not feed it to your dog. If you do have this and you have already had given it to your dog, some of the vitamin D toxicity symptoms may include vomiting, loss of appetite, increased thirst, increased urination, excessive drooling. That would be due to kidney dysfunction. So get rid of it, take it back, get your money back. And a little bit of fun food news, not a recall, but Dairy Queen is bringing back their free cone day for the first day of spring coming up Monday, March 20th. This will be happening at all of the non-mall Dairy Queens. Ice cream fans will be limited to one free cone per visit, and the offer is not valid for mobile or delivery orders. You have to actually go to Dairy Queen to get your free cone for Free Cone Day. Again, that's happening March 20th, so that will be exciting. And hey, a little bit of more frozen treat news. Disney Park's famous Dole Whip is coming to grocery stores. So this is going to be starting next month. The iconic treat will be available in the classic pineapple flavor. And they will have a couple additional flavors, strawberry and mango. But, oh, pineapple is the OG, and it is so good. Some more good food news. If you are looking to get a free coffee because daylight saving is kicking your butt, well, you are not alone. Dunkin' and Grubhub are teaming up to give away free caffeinated drinks for a whole week. This is not just going on today. You can get this all week. The deal is good for one complimentary hot or cold beverage, up to $5 value, and you can even do it once a day. Each day, now through the end of the week. It kicked off March 12th, obviously, because that's when daylight saving time happened, and then it'll go until the 18th. And all you have to do is place an order on Grubhub for $15 to cash in on the offer, and it's eligible with different Dunkin' drinks. So that'll be fun. Denny's is also enticing tired customers with a free coffee deal. It's part of their new It's Diner Time platform. Now the chain is going to be offering Denny Rewards members a free cup of Joe pretty much all day today from, well, not all day, I should say, 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Let's see, what else in the world of food news? Oh, Buffalo Wild Wings, apparently under some fire because they've been, quote-unquote, duping customers into believing they are chowing down on wing meat rather than breast meat, apparently, when they order boneless wings. I feel like no matter where you go when you get boneless wings, it's basically chicken nuggets. It's processed chicken. I thought it was just whatever kind of chicken meat was available. Wings, thighs, breasts, all of the above. Well, apparently a lot of people think you are actually getting a combination process of strictly wing meat. So Buffalo Wild Wings are being dragged into a class action lawsuit by a man named Eamon Hallam. And he has that serious bone to pick with the boneless wings because he is just like, no, people need to be told what they actually are. And apparently he's not alone. Other customers were believing they were getting wing meat rather than slices of breast meat deep fried like wings. And, you know, like I said, pretty much closer to nuggets than wings anyway. And he says he fell victim. He called it deceptive marketing. And he wants the taste and transparency to be more legitimate, to be real, and says that B-Dubs is pretty much misleading their customers, and they're trying to sell a cheaper product for more than it's worth, and he accuses the chain of knowing it's engaging in false advertising and refusing to change its ways. Now, this guy's actually pointing out that other restaurants that carry boneless wings are careful in their marketing, and they typically call them something else, pointing out like Papa John's, for instance. They call them chicken poppers. So there you go. That's what's going on in the world of food, farm, and family, more so heavy on the food. And don't forget, you can always check out more information on foodfarmfamily.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.